It's December 12th, 7 p.m. for the Sustainability Commission. I will open the meeting with a roll call. Katie Brennan.
Here.
Julie Moeller.
Here.
Eric Simon.
Here.
Mary Susan Chen.
Here.
Sue Carruthers-Gee. Beth Chang.
Here.
Mary Masella. Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, so public comment. We've got someone from the public.
I just came to observe.
Great.
To listen, learn.
Okay.
I may not stay the whole.
No, you don't.
We won't be offended.
We don't recommend that.
Super. Well, can I just say thank you for coming last night and for speaking, and your husband spoke also. Yeah. It was very impactful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it makes a difference. So thank you for that. So shall we go on to number three, adoption of the meeting minutes?
Yes. Mary Susan Chen sent me a few updates that were a few corrections that were just minor grammatically. But what you see before you is the updated minutes. So I will just go around and get a vote to approve these.
Should I move for it?
Yes.
Or, yeah. Should I move we approve the minutes?
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Katie Brennan?
Yes.
Julie Moeller?
Yes.
Eric Simon?
Yes.
Mary Susan Chen?
Yes.
Beth Chang?
Yes.
Okay, they approved.
Okay, great. And then I'm going to, we're supposed to have something in the agenda for us, commissioner reports.
Oh, yes, that's number 12.
Ah, okay. Can I?
If you want to move it up, go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to, if that's okay. Can we move that to 3.5?
There you go.
Okay.
Sure.
So I just thought we'd go around the table and people would report on various sustainability-related events and meetings that they'd attended since our last meeting. Eric, do you mind starting?
Yeah, sure. We've already had discussion last night on the breakfast, and so I won't go into a lot of detail, but it went very well. We did an update last night for anybody who wants to look at the minutes from last night's meeting or listen to the audio. I thought it was well attended. Beth was there. Julie was there. You there? Good. No. At the breakfast.
This is the Planet Green Institutional Leader. Just for the benefit of the
Planet Green the sixth annual Planet Green Institutional breakfast. Anyway, very well attended. I thought it was great. I had to leave a few minutes early, we will, you know, I'll put up on our Dropbox all the stuff from that. Have you seen a deck from that yet? Like the, it'd be great to get those slides.
Yeah.
So I'll request those slides because there was actually some stuff that would be interesting to look at on there. I don't have a lot of other updates. John told me that our application for that solar training program was actually denied. Which is a bummer. So I will, John, if I could, you know, get whatever you got from them.
Sure.
I'll reach out and just get some feedback why, you know, so we know for next time.
I'll send you the email.
Okay. That was the NREL training?
Yes, this was the NREL training. You know, and I feel like at this point we know enough people where next time maybe we need to, you know, lobby on our behalf probably. Beforehand, but this was pretty last minute, so I think we'll do it again if it comes up. And I'm sure there'll be other opportunities. That's all I have.
This is Mary Susan. I have not necessarily attended any meetings since we met last time, per se. I've been working on my turf research and In Leadership Lab, we got appointed to our groups, and I got appointed as one of the four people to be on a sustainability group. So we'll be doing a project, be presenting in June. And the project is not actually like doing the meat of it, the work of it, but instead like on paper developing a project. So we really just sat for half an hour and brainstormed all kinds of ideas. And one of my ideas that I thought could be fun, and it'll be up to our team, but wouldn't it be fun to have a little like Oak Park River Forest competition to get percentages of people involved in curbside compost? So a lot of our ideas were about waste and healthy eating. So if anybody wants to weigh in with me on email or phone about helping us figure out a project, that would be fun.
Okay. Yeah, again, we went to a lot of meetings last week. We went over them with the Board of Trustees meeting. This is Julie. And so I'll just briefly say I went to the kickoff for the Mayor's Climate Summit in Chicago at the Field Museum, and there were 2,000 attendees there. They originally thought maybe 300. They had it at Stanley Hall. It was free, and there were over 60 organizations there from Northwestern to, you know, Peggy Notabar to the Field, obviously representatives to Elevate Energy, just a lot of great people represented. And it was really there just to talk about the different organizations, what they're doing. And it was impressive that the amount was of work. It's all local, and it's what's happening in people's neighborhoods. And yeah, I was impressed. It was reinvigorating. It was a good kickoff to the week. And then the Planet Green breakfast, I did give the snapshot on the lemonade stand and the sorted out stations. And then there was a mayor's caucus breakfast on Wednesday that Katie and I attended. And that was very interesting, full of a lot of information. Mayors from, you know, a planned community all the way to Missoula to the mayor from Quebec told about what they're doing, again, to address needs in their specific areas. The Missoula, Montana mayor talked about, you know, they needed to get rid of phosphorus and nitrate going into the Fork River and how they handled that. And it was just really creative, sustainable answers. So it was a lot about answers and solutions, and that kind of gave me a good feeling instead of just complaining and talking about things. There's a lot of answers out there and a lot of metrics being done, so that was hopeful. Then went to the Leadership Lab holiday party on Friday night, and then I did attend the Planet Green meeting, the monthly meeting. There was a lot of talk about the Institutional Leaders Forum, and then also the One Earth Film Festival. They're finalizing their films. There's going to be a film at the Good Earth Greenhouse, probably about organics. I secured a date for Roosevelt Middle School on Tuesday, March 8th, I think. And then I think Dominican is also showing a film. So River Forest should be well represented. So we will have to work after the beginning of the year to get the word out on that and make sure those are well attended. And there's an ability for us to, you know, do a connection with the school groups. I'm hoping to show some type of waste film at Roosevelt, maybe about straws or something. So a little bit of work being done there.
This is Katie. I went to a Women in Green event downtown at Uncommon Ground, and Kathy Aducci went with me, which was great. I was able to introduce her to the group, and it was she was going the next morning to the Chicago. It was such a busy week. I think it was Monday night, and she was going on the next morning to sign the charter. And so it was neat. She said a few words, and people, you know, applauded her, and were really grateful that she was there. And so that was a fun event. There was also someone from One Earth Film Festival there who gave it a plug. And then I did the climate mayor's breakfast on Wednesday morning with Julie, which was great. And there was a climatologist who spoke, Jim Angel, who is a state climatologist. He's with the Illinois State Water Survey, and he was really knowledgeable. And afterwards, I got his contact information, and I thought it might be helpful to consider he can come and speak to us and maybe, you know, go through the deck that he did with the mayors, and he could come and speak to the Village Board of Trustees as well. So these are, he's a good contact to have. And then last night the Village Board meeting went, I thought, very well between, you know, thank you, Julie, so much, and thank you, Mary Susan and Eric, for coming and supporting. And I was pleased that, you know, it seemed like all the trustees were on board. Patty Hennick said some nice words. So that was a very busy, intense week, yeah. And with a good ending.
I didn't attend any meetings other than the same Planet Green breakfast that Eric and Julie went to. And I just want to say that, unfortunately, I'm generally not going to be able to come to the Village Board meetings because I have a standing work conflict on second Mondays. That's when my own board meets. So,
okay. So,
you're over there by yourself.
I know. We have to we're all looking at you. Okay, so let's move to the report on the status of beekeeping ordinance, and this is another piece of good news. The Village Board unanimously passed the ordinance at the last meeting, not the one last night, but the one prior.
Mm-hmm.
There had been some language that either the village attorney or maybe some other trustees had proposed, but in the end, I think they went back to the original version that we had recommended, or close to it.
Right.
So where does that stand?
Well, we had an internal meeting, myself and members of the building department, and the building department is just taking a couple of the forms that were drafted, the notification form and then what will be a permit application form, and turning them into forms that match our existing forms for other items that the building department handles. So there's an internal process that's being worked out, and we're trying to think of every scenario that comes up, that could come up in terms of notifying. And a lot of it was dealt with in the ordinance. So I think we have a handle on it, and we're ready to roll it out at the turn of the year. So I think it's a good time for it to happen, because people obviously aren't getting bees in the middle of winter, but we'll be ready for the people that do have bees to come in and get their permits, and we'll be able to address anything before there's a rush of new people in the spring, we think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of where it stands right now.
Yeah.
Should we put something out in the media towards the end of winter to alert residents, like on the website, but also maybe like in the Wednesday Journal, local paper? What would be a good month for that to get done?
It sounds like it sounds like all the beekeepers are kind of always on the same online boards. They've said that a few times. They all kind of know each other. Yeah, well, there was a couple of them, so that might be a good place to post, reminders that the permitting process is now up and going. As far as timing, I'm not sure. I'll defer to the experts on that.
I guess my thought is there might be some new beekeepers, and maybe they're not connected as much to the community.
Right. Well, yeah, that information will be available on the website. As far as pushing it out, I think there'll be some information in like the e-news for that, so I think that might be a good way of letting people know.
So do you think that the beekeeping permit issue will be addressed on the website, like under permits, and then maybe also under the sustainability section. So it'll be, you can find it in several different places.
Right. So on the new website, there's a section called guides. There's a guides section, and then there's guides to sustainability. That's one of them. And it has all the different sustainability items. So it can be put on that page, and it'll be also on the permit page. That's the thinking behind it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We can probably talk about it somewhere else. But, yeah, that was going to be one of my questions is how are we to proceed with the website? Because I did visit it, and there is some old information on there, and how do we get new forms?
Yeah.
And
I had the same question in the big list of permits. Well, it's not available yet, but we'll need a box for beekeeping. The page I'm talking about with
the permit page.
Yeah, like there's all the boxes for the different permits you can apply
for.
Okay. But like the bigger question
that'll have to be added.
The bigger question Julie asked is what I was curious too is
what's the process like for the new electronics?
I'm kind of chomping at the bit to get in there and add content.
Well, you can just send me what you have, and I can either update old information or put new information on there, and it would be under that guides to sustainability page.
So we should have a process ourselves then, so we're not just peppering John with
right. I mean. That's a good point. I would make sure you're all okay with it before I put it up there.
Right.
But maybe there's items that you can give me, and then I can bring it up at the next sustainability meeting.
Yeah, we have a whole list of things that we want to do. So, and links. So I guess we'll have to meet offline on that.
Well, we had talked about folding the website. In communication under education,
mm-hmm.
and Beth is ready to take that on. So,
I forgot I did have one meeting in between, and that was with Katie, where I agreed to take that on.
It's
just to be a funnel, I guess, for whatever everybody has
that
to
makes
post,
sense.
And
right.
to kind of be a liaison right. with you about understanding the which page is the sustainability page and how will it work.
And if it
internally.
Needs to live somewhere else. And all the information is pretty much out there. It's just making it look uniform and
mm-hmm.
making it look friendly. So I think we might even have a logo now for our sustainability.
Right, and there's going to be items that are going to be on multiple pages,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
refuse and recycling is going to have composting obviously
everywhere.
On there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on sustainability. And, right.
Strewn about.
Yes.
There's a lot of that, as long as you link it somewhere that people can access it easily.
All the guides are alphabetical, so can we change our to the AA Sustainability Commission?
Yeah. The AAA.
Like
the
Yellow Pages
yeah,
trick.
Like,
yeah.
like the Bail Bondsman.
Yeah, right.
The Acme Sustainability.
I'm sure
so moved.
So moved.
Which is it, Acme or AAA?
AAA Acme.
I like AAA.
Sustainability Commission.
All right.
So I don't know how voluminous the materials are that each of you have, but I guess you can start to send those to me, and then, John, maybe we can talk offline about the best way to
sure.
funnel those to you. Maybe we have a schedule of sending things to you once a month. I mean, initially there's going to be a lot, but once it's set up so that we're not just pestering you,
What's your process? Do you then get it to someone to
doesn't John
or
then
do you have
right.
access to the
right? It would go through John Pape, the
okay.
management analyst. He's kind of in charge of loading everything out of the website. So I have my own work cut out for me in the public works department to get all that accurate as well and make sure it makes sense in the new site. So
do you want us to wait a little bit until you?
No, I mean I can take it and we can hash it out and
I think
the sooner the better.
We can
just to make sure
start
new information is up there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything in the next 2 weeks, but like right after the beginning of the year, maybe we look at a list of documents. I could send something out. What was already done? Mindy had come up with a whole list of documents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, okay.
And speaking of that, I haven't looked at the new website, but I did look. Probably it was one of the people who looked at the last website last. And we hadn't updated the commissioner names yet. Did anyone notice on the new website?
I'm on
is
it right
Beth
now.
On there?
I can look.
Yeah, you can check because I think I
think you did
updated
it?
Updated that.
Because it wasn't on the old one. But.
We'll see.
Beth is on here.
Yay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thought I did that.
Great.
So you might not have a nameplate here, Beth, but you're digitally accepted.
But you have responsibilities.
So. Okay, so things go to you, but they go through Beth. Okay.
Yes, I'm only hesitating because I'm sort of thinking about setting up a new email address. But I think...
Well, maybe they should go in the Dropbox.
Well, I mean, you mentioned a Dropbox, which I don't think I have access to, or I don't know what that is, but
we should make a folder in there for...
That would be better than...
I think that's what we should do, because there's a lot of documents. I have, like, the electronics page.
That would be better than emailing.
And then we could all review that in the next month, I think. Instead of sending everyone a list, maybe I'll just start loading documents in there. I forget we have that. It's very helpful.
So someone can send me the login for that.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll send you a link.
Okay.
Okay, so that was good. I think it was really good that we touched on the website. And I will ask Sue and Mary if they will make a note to post something on the beekeeper sites about the application process.
Okay.
I'm sure that they know better than I do when the right time is. But I'll make a note. Okay. And then we move on to number five, the status of the chicken ordinance.
So the only thing I have for the chicken ordinance or the future chicken ordinance is it's going to be different than the beekeeping ordinance because there are no ongoing issues that we're aware of in the village, whereas the beekeeping ordinance, we knew there were beekeepers, obviously based on the people showing up at the meetings and everything, but so that was something we had to get a handle on, whereas the chicken ordinance, there's nothing that we're aware of happening right now, so there's no...
Is there any chickens in River Forest?
Not that I know of? No, not that I know of.
I think they'll start coming out of the coops as soon as they hear.
So in other words, we right. can take our time and everything, but we have the beekeeping ordinance kind of as a structure to build on, even though they're not the same, obviously, but some of the elements will be the same.
So it's the trustees that want a chicken ordinance just because it's a thing, right? I mean, they want a recommendation on...
Whether we should
to
have
keep
one
them or not to have one. I mean, it's not like we have to have one.
Right. So,
but
just
right now, it's
going through the process, the due diligence of determining if we need to even have an ordinance or if we do, what type of ordinance.
But right now, it is illegal to have chickens.
Correct. Yes. It's laid out in the village code, no poultry.
No poultry. Okay.
So that would include
live poultry.
Yeah, that's grandfathered in. That's grandfathered in.
Yes.
The duck that's in the village.
Grandfathered in where?
You've domesticated ducks.
So there's
I don't know about that.
There's nothing
I don't
on
know anything about
there's
that.
There's no request of us at this point. We're waiting for a request, or is you mentioned something about it's in a due diligence phase.
Well, it's really up to the commission whether you want to have one or not. You know, I'm saying is there isn't a known chicken coop, you know, that so we have to get an ordinance put together to deal with it. So,
yeah, it makes sense. This is not a reaction to a problem.
Yeah,
right.
So it's really up to the commission.
Has the village board officially asked us to do this?
Yeah, because I'm just if you know, is there a need? Is I mean,
probably
before we
just
go through months and months of
probably just to say one way or the other whether we should have one or not. You know.
Okay, so we've been asked by the village
to determine if we should have
to
one
provide a recommendation as to whether we think the village should have a chicken ordinance.
Well, I don't know if you've been specifically asked that or not. That's all the information I have. You know?
Right.
So it's really up to the commission whether you want to do this or not.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't think we should do this unless the board of trustees really want us to do it because it's a whole bunch of work.
Okay.
And there's a need.
Can we ask who's our liaison?
Tom?
Yeah, I was under the impression that they wanted us to, but I will check with Tom.
That goes back a ways, so I don't know if that's still the case, you know.
Okay. So I mean, maybe he's gotten inquiries of people.
Yeah, so let's find out from Tom, and if so, we'll go, and if not, we'll continue to buy our eggs at Whole Foods and other places.
I mean, people may say they want chickens, but aren't really going to do it. I don't know.
My hunch is that it came up in the context of the bees. When the bees came to the village board,
right,
then,
yeah,
then chickens were thrown in, and then ducks also, and but things have calmed down now.
Right. If I, if I remember correctly, there was like a non-domesticated animal all-encompassing ordinance that was originally thought of, and then it was more specified. So, yeah, I don't know if it's still wanted or requested.
All right, on to number six, the April 21st, 2018 recycling extravaganza. And then also, separate from that, but under the same topic, is the e-waste pickup.
Yeah, you should have all gotten I sent out the e-waste information to you, just how it's going to work. So you should, I don't know if you have any update on that again, John. I mean, I used it, it worked swimmingly. It was picked up. I don't know if you've had any feedback.
No, I know Strom offers it now. I haven't heard of any issues. He hasn't shared any other details with me on it.
So after the beginning of the year, I plan on meeting with Strom to see how we can promote that, or if they want it promoted, or how we can make that work. Recycling extravaganza, we're leaving on the agenda just to kind of keep it forefront. But somebody did see it in the e-news, and I already have one volunteer. They emailed me and said they saw it in the Park District. So, yeah, it's happening. And, I mean, we'll be fine.
Do you think the Park District would put the e-waste pickup in their next brochure?
I'm sure they would. Yeah, I just want permission from George to do it. So.
Yeah, because we're partnering with them on some things, and people read that.
Yeah,
that's a.
I put it in the school newsletter. I mean, I, you know, just to get word out.
Okay.
So yeah, if you have any questions or ideas for the recycling extravaganza, let me know. But it'll, if you're familiar with it, it'll be kind of how it's been run in the past: rain or shine, drop off, drive up, drop off, be in the commuter lot. And so we're kind of building it as a River Forest Earth Day. So, and we think just because it'll be a busy day, it really will be a concentration of, you know, River Forest residents. Maybe, and it may not be as busy as it has been in the past, just because there's a lot going on that day.
Yeah, it's the Des Plaines River cleanup, mm-hmm. the compost pickup,
mm-hmm.
recycling extravaganza.
Yep.
Do you want us to be there?
I would
love put that
it.
Date
yes.
in our calendars.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So 4/21/18.
The cleanup starts at 8. The recycling extravaganza will start at 9, and it'll go till 1.
9 to 1. Okay. Great. Anything else?
Not that no.
So number seven, the Sustainability Commission Ecosystem and Open Space Goals. This mm-hmm. is the last set of goals that we need to approve or, you know, discuss before we can compile and send our goals to the Village Board. And actually, we sent a draft version of our goals to Tom Cargi the other day, who asked to take a sneak peek at it, and he made some very nice comments. So we're almost ready. Once we're okay with this, then we can compile them and really submit them. Sue was going to discuss it. She's not able to, so I'm happy to just read through it, which might be good for the record. Okay, so this is the open space and ecosystem preservation is topic 8 of the Planet Green Sustainability Plan. The Planet Green narrative: Oak Park and River Forest do not have great amounts of open space to contend with, and the strategies of this plan focus on incorporating green infrastructure improvements into existing spaces and new developments that enhance nature's services to our community. Recent community conversation around parks has centered on decisions related to athletic play space enhancement and the preservation of quiet natural settings, and many community comments we received recognize the need for both and advocate a healthy balance. The strategies of this section focus on preserving and enhancing the natural park and forest ambiances and services as reflected in our community's names, Oak Park and River Forest, while making both communities very desirable places to live, work, and play. So the first goal is to enhance existing open spaces and ecosystems, including schools, public buildings, and park district, to improve habitat for native flora, fauna, and public use. There are four strategies to achieve this goal. The first is to continue to work with the village to increase native plantings on all small green lawn decorative spaces, in other words, along this railroad track on Central Avenue and Hawthorne, in front of Village Hall and at the pumping station. The second strategy is to continue to work with the park district to replace plantings with native plants and shrubs and plant more native plants throughout small parkways and triangle parks with seating areas. The third is by end of year 2018, increase the community gardens from 1 to 2 by working with the village and park district to identify an underutilized space on the south side of River Forest to plant a community vegetable garden. And I would add that we should work with the Parks Foundation as well, because there's a member of the Parks Foundation who said something to me about.
Well, and I would maybe add, continue to maintain the herb garden at Keystone and Augusta.
Are we doing that, or is the park district?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll add it.
Maybe oversee, I don't know.
Yeah. Oversee maintenance. What's the address? Augusta and what?
Keystone.
Okay, thank you. And then the fourth strategy is support development of the bike path plan for River Forest. Okay, anyone have any? Do you guys want to talk about it at the end, or as we go through, as we read through it?
I just have a question. What is the bike path plan?
Well, I think there's two parts to the bike path plan. And John, you can probably speak better than I can as to the overall village transportation plan. It's part of the comprehensive plan that they're looking at increasing bikeability.
Right. So as part of the comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan consultant is going to put in an overall bike plan within that. They're in the stages of doing that right now. That would just identify areas where a bike path or bikeways to the village are best suited. So they would pick streets to have people go east, west, and north, south on that would be more pedestrian and bike safety conscious. So that's currently in the works.
So would the lanes be marked?
Well, that's part of what they're looking at. Okay, possibly. Yeah, they could recommend that.
So, Katie, I'd revise that last bullet point just to, you know, that as part of the comprehensive plan, right? Because we're not going to develop our own bike path plan, obviously.
Yeah. Comma as part of the River Forest Village comprehensive plan?
Yeah, that's a good
okay.
point. And these are goals for 2018, correct?
Yes. And then the second bike plan issue is was raised about a year and a half ago. A goal to link the Des Plaines River bike path at North Avenue to the Prairie Path near Madison.
Right.
And that's...
There actually is a rogue trail that already does it, so it would be making that
official.
Mm-hmm. So right now you can go from Thatcher Woods and connect with whatever that park is past North Avenue across from Russell's. But, yeah, it's just not official.
And isn't there a sign on there that between Lake and Chicago that says no bikes?
Probably.
It's the
when I'm on my bike, I tend not to see those, though.
Yeah. A lot of people, it's referred to as the bridal path. That's what they're trying to connect.
Okay, so the second goal is to reduce synthetic chemical usage and runoff into the water systems in River Forest. There are three strategies to achieve this goal. The first is by end of year 2021, all government and major educational institutions in River Forest will be signed on to the Integrated Pest Management Policy, the IPM. The second is to continue the Keep on the Grass program by way of the Green Block Party program through summer of 2018, review it in 2019 to determine a new program that will build upon the Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family initiative. And the third strategy is by spring 2018, have the administrative system in place so that the village is actively enforcing the Illinois state law requirement for chemical permits for lawn care providers working in River Forest.
Can you explain that? Is that?
Yeah, I think it's on our agenda. It's number 11.
Okay.
We talked about it at our last meeting briefly. There's a requirement, a state requirement, that lawn care providers who are authorized to use chemicals get a permit.
Right.
But there's no conduit for village residents to get the information as to which lawn care providers that are permitted in River Forest have that chemical permit. And so we discussed having a permit process or a way to relay that
when they fill out the application, that there's somewhere where they can mark or prove or supply their certification for that, because the concern was that they could have employees that haven't gone through the training.
So channeling my inner Eric Palm, this would seem like really hard to enforce. So I'm wondering if we want to consider making this more educational, you know, where our website shows, you know, the companies that are compliant. I mean, unless it's the village's desire to try to enforce it, there's got to be, you know, 60 lawn care providers that service this area.
Right. Landscapers have to get licensed with the village to do work, but we don't go the extra step of making sure they have all their chemical licenses and everything, you know. So, I mean, a lot of that is on the individual that's hiring the landscaper to do their own due diligence and make sure that's the case. So,
yeah, that's the education part of it, but I think I don't think we're out to enforce things. I think we're out to put the information out there so that if you're talking to someone and you go, oh, what are they applying to my lawn, and you can look it up and see their application, and say, they're not even certified to be handling these chemicals.
That's awesome. This is pretty strongly worded. Yeah, so that the village is actively enforcing. So I don't know if we want to soften that or just modify it.
Yeah. But it's more of a, you know, if they don't have the, you know, if they're caught without the permit for working in River Forest, and then you're also, you know, I think it sends a message that we want people to, you know, be properly handling these chemicals if they are applying them. But yeah, maybe the language of, you know, work with permitting process or,
communicates. Maintains
We can
the
look
list
at that.
Of if you guys have wording you want to send it to me and I can revise it.
Yeah, I have questions about this too, because if it's an Illinois state law, it's up to the provider to abide by the law.
Mm-hmm.
And is it up to us as a commission to have the administrative system in place? So these are our goals, right?
No, it's an Illinois state law for people who are handling the chemicals.
But I guess the way it's read to me, strategy, by spring of 18, have the administrative system in place.
I think it's more, it should be more that the village is communicating.
That lawn care people have the chemical permit. About the permit.
Right, I'll throw it out there. It could be as simple as saying, on the page on the website that lists all the licensed landscapers. You know, just by way of information, these landscapers, if they're applying chemicals, have to have a pesticide license to do so.
Yeah.
You know, make sure your landscaper has this, you know.
Yeah, per state of Illinois, you know.
Just throwing that information out
there. That's our intent, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's just another way of communicating it.
Yeah.
You know, could do that.
Okay. But good point. That could be misconstrued.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Move on to the third goal, which is to ensure that the park district and educational institutions make informed decisions with regard to installing artificial turf. The strategy is to, I would say, conduct research and share, I'll read it as it's written, share research and issue white paper so that the park district and institutions can evaluate all aspects of and fully understand the impact of artificial turf on the environment and human health. So that is in the works right now, so I would actually say, you know, conduct and share research and issue white paper.
Good. Do we want to say the first word in the goal is more educate the park district and other public institutions?
Yeah, educate and communicate. Educate the park district and...
Well, you might as well say village residents as well, because...
Yeah. Mm. Residents to enable them to make...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make informed decisions with regard to installing artificial turf. The residents installing artificial turf.
Yeah. They'll be out there working.
Yep. Yeah.
Tonight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. It was just one page?
That was beautiful.
That's great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone on board?
Yeah, I just have a small comment about using the word conduct research. I don't think you mean the commission is not going to conduct research.
Right.
I think you just mean
gather.
Like compile
or gather.
Or
gather.
Research or something like that.
That's a great point.
Didn't you know what you're getting into?
I think we have a wordsmith. Yeah. All right.
I've got a lab in my basement.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting my doctorate in
compile and share.
That sounds good.
Okay. Compile and share research. Okay. Great. Well, I think we're in a good place. Julie and Eric, I think, am I correct that you both agreed or offered to work to compile the goals, or am I making that up?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine doing it.
Yeah.
I've started it, as you saw.
Okay.
So I can share that with everyone.
I'm happy to help in any way.
Yeah.
Great.
I can send you a draft, and you can look at it. And yeah, so whatever the next steps are to share it with the village board and whatever kind of background information we need to provide, you know. I think when I started looking at these, just to share with Tom, I think we, not to overwhelm the trustees, it really should be kind of a 2018 approach, because I think a lot of the initiatives then show them where we're going instead of, you know, starting to do like a 5-year plan. And I just think it's a safer bet in our first year just kind of have a 2018 goals that we think we can achieve.
So do we need to...
Because like in my goals, like I did a 5-year, you know, plan. I think in order just to get the goals to the trustees, we do that now. And then we tell them that we're actively kind of, you know, looking on the horizon. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
My comment, and maybe you guys have all been doing this, so it all seems very doable to you, but when I looked at the education goals, my comment to Katie was like, can we really do all of this in 2018? I mean, looking at those things, if we are each personally carrying these things out, it seems like a bit much. So that would be my concern, is I would almost be more inclined to say, these are the commission's goals. I mean, you do have to assign timetables to some of them, but I was almost thinking there would be a way to sort of say, these are the overall strategies and goals. I mean, some of these things are going to be a little bit longer term, and they're going to be with us for a while, right? And then maybe prioritize or highlight certain things that we.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a better word would even be just 2018 work plan, you know, instead of.
Yeah, like the work we're starting in 2018.
Yeah, because some of the stuff is not going to be finished. So,
right.
Some of it may turn out that it's not useful or not relevant, or something may come up and we have to put something off. So I think it is more of a work plan.
So piling on to what Beth's saying, though, so we. Right, it's been a while since we've all had individuals or groups putting their their goals together, but we have not looked at this in its entirety, and so I think we need to do the is this really realistic?
Yeah,
we need that gut check on this. I think maybe once it's compiled, we really need to look at it, and I think I'd rather under promise and over deliver, but man, I mean, this is compiled is probably 15 pages of goals. It's kind of.
I'll send you what I did, and then we can talk. And then, because some of them do have very specific metrics, like 2018 work to achieve a 40%, diversion rate, and so that's a specific goal that we're really trying to.
But not a 40% increase.
Reach
rate to 40%.
We're at 31.
Divert 40% of the waste.
Yeah, we're at 31, 33, trying to get to 40. Energy is to 2%, to decrease it by per. So there's some that have metrics, but I think the rest don't really, and I think it's more of a work plan. So, but I will send it. You should give feedback, and I'll just write up some notes like what you think is doable, what you think should have dates by them, what you think should be added or, deleted.
And I would say which things have the highest priority. I mean, that's always the challenge with goals is prioritizing.
And I think from what I hear from the trustees and going to the climate talks and stuff, was that really waste and energy were the two main goals.
What's our timeline? Have we been asked specifically?
Yeah, so what date would they like us to?
I would like to present our goals as soon as possible, at the next village board meeting if we can. I actually, it might sound to you like it's not reasonable.
It's reasonable.
But I think it is reasonable based on the draft that I've seen that Julie already created. Do you know the date? Offhand.
January 8th, I think.
Right. Okay. That's the next meeting, the next board meeting. January.
And ours is the 9th, so that means that we won't be meeting again in person. Before.
Is there another one in January?
They have two in January?
The typical schedule would have the 22nd as the second board meeting in January. Sometimes those are canceled, so I don't know for sure at this point.
Yeah, I think it's safer to do the 22nd because the 7th, that's the first day back after a break.
Yeah.
And,
all right, we'll aim for January 22nd.
Okay.
And then if that gets canceled, we'll just do the first meeting in February.
So.
Which is the 12th. Is the February meeting the 12th?
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
Okay. I won't get here.
Can you ask, how do we do this? Do we ask Eric if we can get on the agenda for the January 22nd?
Sure. I can ask him for that to present the goals.
Yeah.
Sure. I can do
the
that.
The work plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And so. Let's see, Julie, you're going to send out the draft that you prepared.
I'll do it tonight.
To all of us. And then you want to just give us a
deadline?
Mm-hmm.
End of the week. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have some thoughts, you can let me know afterward. All right. Great. That is number 7. And it's also number 8.
I love it.
preparation of sustainability commission goals for the Village Board of Trustees. Great. Okay. Anything else on that? All right, let's move on to number nine. We've really actually done number nine in that we've already discussed that River Forest signed on to the Chicago Climate Charter. Kathy, our president, was invited to be one of 10 mayors in Illinois to represent Illinois municipalities. And so the Chicago Climate Charter is attached in your packet. There's the charter, and then the last page, the back of the last page, are the specific commitments that River Forest made under the charter.
The last page is the specific. Okay, got
yeah.
it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So the organizers of the Chicago Climate Charter asked the municipalities to sign on to the overall charter and then also to submit a few things that the individual municipality would commit to doing itself. And so these five bullet points, as you can see, really reflect the projects and the work plan that we already have and should be attainable.
So, might be getting too specific. Do we want this to be the framework for our goals?
Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know if we want this to be the framework. We've already laid the framework as Planet Green and the Greenest Region Compact. I think we need to take this and show what we're doing and where it fits. The only question I have is commitments of all mayors under the Chicago Charter, something that we're not really doing. I mean, Planet Green is tracking, greenhouse emissions, gas emissions. So I think we just need to make sure we have that, so we have that metric for River Forest. It's kind of nebulous. It's kind of out there, and, Gary reports to us that, we've decreased by 11% and stuff. But I think we need to own our own numbers and start tracking them. So this number A, letter A, I think is the one thing that we may need to add to our goals is we've set a goal for energy, but achieve a percent reduction in greenhouse gas emissions equal to or greater than nations' nationally determined contributions. So I think we really need to investigate that and see if that's doable or if it needs to be added.
We would measure that.
Yeah, and we could talk to Gary Kunin on how to measure that because it is being measured. So I'm happy to work with you, Eric, on that. I think it's out there. I don't think it's something we have to... But I just want to make sure we're tracking that.
Yep. So,
the rest, I think, are in our goals.
Yeah. The nationally determined contribution, intended nationally determined contribution, is something that the Mayor's Caucus Environmental Committee can assist us with also.
Mm-hmm.
After the signing, there was an email from Edith Macra saying, committing to helping the municipalities who signed on to help with the metrics. They acknowledged that there are commitments that the municipalities need assistance with.
Is she the Chicago Sustainability Coordinator?
She's the
director of the
Mayor's
Caucus.
That's my only input on this. Otherwise, I think it's fine. I mean, I think, if somebody came to us in 2 years and said, have you been doing this? I mean, I think we'd be able to look at our goals and slot them in, no problem. I just think we need to start recording some specific metrics so that we can, instead of depending on seven generations. So we just need to come up with some type of...
So, Eric, I think that falls to you. Right, under energy? I can.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Yeah, I can work with you to be in contact with Edith and let her know that that's what we need from her.
And gathering kilowatt hours and such for
you
buildings.
You started that.
I did. And I got the District 90s, but that's all the further I got.
Yeah. Okay. I think that, you know, this folds into Planet Green. It, you know, overlays with the Greenest Region Compact and all of our goals. It all folds in. Mm-hmm. And these were taken from our goals, these five bullet points that we committed to. Okay. We're at number 10, Turf Research and White Paper Project.
So to dovetail from the Chicago Climate Charter, letter G on the bottom before the signatures, partner with scientific and academic experts. I've been able to partner with Nancy Alderman and other scientists, mostly out of Yale, who formed the Environment and Human Health Incorporated, EHHI, and they have helped me with a lot of information and references and statements about the effects of artificial turf, the potentials of it. I've compiled a paper. I started with sort of a statement, added some concerns comparing the potential for laying artificial turf to our toxicity issues with our Lake and Lathrop property post-dry cleaning that no one foresaw that over years was being dumped. And like, for example, what might be happening when you lay an artificial turf and rain is falling, draining through it, is that those chemicals coming down into the earth, and what will happen when we need to pull this up and throw it away somewhere, as well as some health concerns for the people who are playing on it. I've shared the paper with Katie and with Eric. I've gotten some general help, but really I could use some in-person help of someone looking at it and helping me talk through it and just preparing to present it to the Park District Board, which I believe is next Monday.
It's coming up. How long do turfs last, you know?
I do not have that idea.
What was your question,
years.
Julie?
I didn't know, how long do artificial turfs last?
It can't be much more than 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, I assume it's like a playground, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question.
So I have everything from an article that's coming out next month. The main lead researcher on that is a scientific advisor to the makers of rubber and synthetic turf fields. Some information about an ongoing EPA study. Some information about the U.S. men's and women's soccer teams that do not want to play on this stuff. And I've just compiled it and made some commentary or put some quotes in there, as well as put the links.
So the concerns are environmental, health, and financial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
And including in environmental is the cleanup that I haven't heard anybody really talking about, but as I'm watching our news and seeing this property still not developed and realizing how long this has been going on, my question is, what's going to happen with this big piece of plastic when you decide it's no longer needed? You know, as we're starting to weigh our garbage and trying to compost. So if anyone else is interested in taking a look at this and having a conversation with me, that would be lovely. Otherwise, I can show up on Monday, hopefully on time. I work on Mondays, so I don't know that I can always get there by 6, which is the time their meetings start.
I can help.
Is there something that, timing-wise, that causes us to need to present this on Monday? In other words, is the Park District making a decision before the first of the year? Do we know?
Did we look at their agenda? My internet's not working on this device, so I'm not able to pull it up right now. I thought you and I looked at their agenda and said we should go this day.
I'm sure we did.
I'm sorry. That and Sue's comment, I believe at the last meeting, did she say it within the meeting or did she say it to me after the meeting, that one of the park district people sounded like it was a done deal?
Probably is.
Why would you say that?
I mean, just, you know, straw poll of the community. You're not going to find a lot of people who are against it.
Okay.
No, I don't have any, like, official.
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything. I just was wondering.
I just know, you know, the local baseball lobby is pretty
strong.
Powerful,
okay.
And they're
yeah.
all for it.
Okay. Yeah. So I do think it's important to go on Monday. I'm just not sure if we're ready to give them, if we're ready to all agree on a document.
So just a suggestion on this is that I feel like if we neutralize the tone in this a little bit more, like, first of all, this is a really complete document if you haven't read it, like with a huge bibliography on it with links, and it's very good. And if we could take a neutral tone on it, I don't know if it matters if we agree or disagree on it, because it's just information.
It's just factual.
Yeah, so yeah. So I can, you know, I'm happy to help, you know, just make it just entirely factual. That way we're not taking a stand on this. We're not making any kind of point. We're just providing information. And then I think it's safe.
And the other thing I think is helpful to do is to acknowledge that both the Tire Crumb and the Nike Grind are recycling a product, because, you know, I think it's important to acknowledge, yes, you are keeping that from the landfill, you are putting it into another product. We're just not sure if that, you know, if the studies are out to show that that's a safe product for the intended use. So I'd like to put that in there too. If it's not already, maybe I missed it.
But, you know, to build on that, there's other points too, which is, you know, I mean, the amount of gallons of water it takes to water turf, right? Especially in drought, is huge. Natural turf,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're saving, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of gallons of water. You know, like, so that's why I think we shouldn't have a point of view on this, is that, first of all, they're, you know, and looking at Mary Susan's research, there really isn't, like, any kind of, right, definitive, you know, opinion on this anyway, so we really can't have an opinion on it. And like you said, there's arguably upside environmentally as well.
Has the Water Reclamation district gotten back to them on the water going into the storm?
We talked about that last time, didn't we? Like,
but have they gotten back to them?
No, I don't think we heard it.
I don't know that.
Well, yeah, I don't know either way if they have or haven't.
It'll just be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of more my concern, is just the water going back into and having to be treated, you know. But.
And I think there are two fields that they're looking to put in now. It's not just Keystone, it's Constitution Park also, right?
Right, it's two.
And am I right that the storm water is only from Division to Greenfield, goes directly to the river?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the new
storm
sewer.
Yeah, so these two.
So that would include this Constitution Park by Willard,
that's
correct?
That's interesting. Yeah. Right, so that would go straight to the river, so that doesn't get treated?
Wait, I think it's the park,
it's not Constitution
next to Roosevelt.
Park. Yeah.
If I said Constitution.
You're right, it's Chicago.
Yeah, what's the name
right
of that
there.
Park? By the library.
Oh, okay. That's
I think
different.
That is Constitution Park.
Yeah.
I think
ooh,
that
look, I have my handy-dandy little map here.
Yeah.
Doesn't say.
Mary, I'd be interested and happy to look at it. I do feel, you know, I don't have a lot of time between now and next Monday, but I'd certainly like to see it. And the other thing, I wonder if there's a role for us to play in terms of educating not just the Park District, but village residents. I think most people don't know. I didn't know that this was being proposed, and if you're saying it's a done deal, then nobody knows about it. Or, you know, maybe people who play the sports know about it, but
I think this is considered by the village and by a lot of residents as, like, why would you talk about it, right? Like, you know.
You mean by the park district?
By the park district, sorry. You know, as if they were putting in a new jungle gym, like, why would that require public, you know, information? Like, I think people just don't consider this to be an issue at all.
But I thought it has been a big issue in Oak Park.
There was a field at placed in Irving, and there was some contention about it. And they put it in anyways, and there's still been some people who've been against it. I've been in email contact with them. I haven't been able to connect with them in person yet.
Hmm. Yeah, and I know at least the two of the new commissioner, park district commissioners, were aware of this concern when they were running, because at a resident forum, they were exposed to this concern. So they're definitely aware of it.
Centennial Park is the one by Roosevelt. They're so similar in sounding. Yeah, yeah. Constitution Park is the one by Willard. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just, yeah. Yeah, Centennial.
And just, it's interesting, Eric, you said that the village could be saving, or the park district could be saving, a lot of water with artificial turf. I haven't gotten as deep into this as Mary Susan has, but that might not be so. Apparently, the temperature of artificial turf is at least 10 degrees warmer or hotter than natural, and so it needs to be watered to cool it down.
Some of the figures I found was it could get up to 160 degrees at surface. And so, especially playing in the summer, you would need to water it frequently. They might even need to take a break during game to water it.
Yeah.
A water break.
We're going down this rabbit hole here. This is not our expertise. I kind of made this plea last time. So I feel like this is just too complicated. I feel like we should, you know, do our job, which is to present information, and just step back. this is pretty intense stuff.
I think that we can do that. I think that we can. Are you concerned about the draft, or are you concerned about our ability to relay the information in a neutral way?
No, okay. I think we absolutely can.
Okay.
I mean, we're, you know, mostly there with this draft, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so where do we stand? So timing-wise.
So I will send it again I'll send it to everyone on the commission.
Okay.
And I will wait until I get an okay to present it to anyone beyond us.
Okay.
Beth has a lot of free time in this next week, so you might want to sign her up.
I think someone just scored.
The Hawks just scored.
Wait, Eric, I thought you said you were going to help her with it.
I am.
Okay. Well, if we can get something, you know, knocked out by Monday, I say we do it. I will check my schedule, and I'll try to go on Monday.
When you say get something knocked out, would it need at least email approval by most of the members of the commission, a quorum?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can quickly.
Yeah.
Just. Yeah.
Is that legal, John, to have a quorum via email? As long as we're not all on the same email.
Is what part?
To approve something via email.
But we're not officially voting on something.
No, we're just saying it's okay to present.
Just to give direction on something, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys can make that more of a neutral and a statement, then whoever can attend. And you know, if you personally want to, you know, inform people, like you were saying, Beth, that this is happening at the Park District, I think that's a personal decision.
Sure.
But as members of the commission, you know, this is, we're presenting information.
Okay. And so I'll say, great job, Mary Susan. It's when you sent that, you might be able to publish that, because there really isn't anything on. No, I'm serious. There's nothing online that puts together all the pieces. Like, that's actually a really, really great document. Other municipalities might want that. Yeah, you can make tens
a
of dollars on that.
A plus.
Yeah. I wouldn't say
thank
a
you.
Plus. I mean,
A minus.
No, like an A. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's see. That is number 10. Number 11, we've already done. That's the chemical permits for lawn care providers. We've skipped around a bit. Number 12, we've already done. That's the commissioner reports. Other business? That with no other business, our next meeting is Tuesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. Does that sound good?
Great.
Okay. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
This may be our shortest meeting yet.
Okay, we are adjourned.